Case, County Case 24-006, in re lots 1 through 4, Shady Ridge Subdivision, Faulkner County, Arkansas. Frank and Rosemary Palladino, trustees of Frank and Rosemary Palladino Revocable Trust, petitioners, to order. And so, counselor, at this time, if you would just step forward, state your name.
Your Honor, we filed this petition with the county court. It looks like it was July 9th of 2024. We did get out a notice to lot 5, so that is kind of the uniqueness of this case. If you look at the legal description on the first page of our petition, it shows the lots 1 through 4. There is a lot 5. That is the only other one in this subdivision, and that is an April and Christensen. Her husband is now deceased. He was Johnny. We sent via certified mail, and it was signed by April on July 5th, yes, of 2024, where she received, and in fact, she gave my office a call. I advised her to seek counsel if she had questions. She indicated to me that she did not plan to be present and did not have any objections. Again, I reiterated she should seek counsel, and I do not see her here today, but I do have Frank and Rosemary Palladino both here, and Frank is ready to testify if you want to take a little bit of testimony.
Good.
All right, Frank, if you'll come up here.
We have a chair over there for
him. I think he's just going to stand at the podium into the microphone.
That'll be fine.
Are you good with that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, Frank, raise your right hand. I think you're going to be sworn in by the court reporter.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, Frank, if you would, could you state your full name for the record?
It's Frank Judge Palladino.
And are you the current owner of lots 1 through 4 of Shady Ridge Subdivision in your revocable trust?
Yes.
Okay. And did you purchase those lots that are described as lots 1 through 4 of Shady Ridge Subdivision after they were converted to those lots?
Yes.
Okay, and who did you purchase them from?
It was from Watson's.
Okay, Rick and Kathy Watson?
Rick and Kathy Watson, yes.
Were you involved in that Bologna Planning Commission meeting in April of 2007 where they converted it to the lots? And do you know who owns Lot 5? I know I've kind of already discussed that on the record, but were you aware that someone else owned Lot 5?
Yes, it was sold before.
Did you sell it to the Christensens?
No.
Okay. So you only purchased Lots 1 through 4?
Yes.
Okay. And what were your intentions when you first purchased the property?
Well, I just had bought some land below it.
Okay. Do you have any intentions to sell the property?
No.
Do you have any intentions to build on the property?
No.
Okay. And so your intentions today and for the foreseeable future that you just wanted as raw land.
Yes.
Okay. Were you involved in assisting with the petition that we filed with the county court that we're here about today?
Yes.
And what are you requesting the court to do?
Transfer it to raw land and the four lots 1 through 4.
And not lot 5?
No.
Okay. And I think you heard me tell the judge that we had sent notice.
Yeah.
Were you aware of that as well?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Frank, I have no further questions for you.
Okay. No further questions. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, you can have a seat over there. Your Honor, that's all the testimony I have prepared to bring today. I do have a proposed order to revert the land to acreage pursuant to that statute 14-18-110. If you would like to review, I can either email it to you or if you're ready to...
Just email it to Murphy if you would.
Yeah, we'll do that.
You got his email address?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, anything further?
That's it, Your Honor.
All right, so the court will go ahead and take notice. In the petition, there was a request for the court to take notice of at least one thing, maybe two. Let me review this. take judicial notice that the city of Bologna is population less than 8,000. And so the court hereby takes that notice, judicial notice, and we'll have that entered into the record. I will also note sort of the disjointed nature of the extraterritorial jurisdiction of cities to be able to control land use beyond their borders. There was a statute, I won't recite the statute, but there was a statute that reduced the maximum distance from the city limits that a city may exercise extraterritorial jurisdiction to a maximum of 1 mile, and as petitioned without objection, this property lies beyond that 1 mile. And then statute, court notes that statute 14, it's 18.110, expressly provides that a county court order returning land from platted lands to unplatted lands, it contemplates that a court order does that, and that that order is affirmed and ratified by that statute. So the court just takes notice of that, as noted in your petition. And beyond that, I think I have nothing further, Counselor. Anything that you think we've left out, let me know.
Just notice of publication, I think, not on the service, but it was also...
Court does note that the county clerk, as required by statute, did make publication, and the court has proof of that. Anything else? All right, so today is Friday. Please do send the sample order, or the suggested order. Court will review that and have an order for you by the end of next week, if not sooner.
Perfect, Your Honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're already dismissed.